You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, body fat may be the least understood of our organs. We'll learn more about it and how we can keep it in check in a bit.
First, public radio fans have no doubt heard the name B.J. Lederman a time or two. The phrase composed by B.J. Lederman is likely heard during the credits of your favorite national public radio show. This is the guy who wrote the themes for Morning Edition, Weekend Edition, Marketplace, Science Friday, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, and Stump the Chumps theme from Car Talk.
Now public radio's number one music guy is doing something different. This month, after decades of composing some of the catchiest radio themes ever written, B.J. Lederman has released his debut album. It's called B.J., and we just heard his song Waterside.
B.J. joins us now to talk more about his new album. B.J., thanks a lot for joining us today.
That was a catchy tune. I kind of like that as intro music.
You like that, huh?
I'm going to mix the whole album without vocals so you guys can just, you know, talk over it.
Yeah, it's our new Central Time theme. I think that would almost work, yeah.
You can use it. How are you guys doing?
Really
good.
Good
to be in Wisconsin.
Yeah, and you've been at this music thing for a while. You wrote that Morning Edition theme in 1979. All of a sudden, you want to be a rock star. What happened?
No, it's not all of a sudden. Actually, most people don't know. It's actually the other way around.
Ah.
I've always been a rock and roll guy ever since the Beatles came on, you know, and been playing in bands, doing cover tunes. And I started writing my own original songs while I was with some of these bands. But it never really entered my head, you know, that to go into a studio and cut an album in my 20s or 30s. And in the meantime, the public radio themes were kind of making a name, you know, for me behind my back. And all of a sudden it's like, okay, you need a 2.0 Hail Mary pass to a rock and roll career. If you're ever going to get it done now.
So what was it like taking that leap? I mean, you're already out there. You're famous, you know, to a degree. People know your music and a lot of it. So what was it like doing something that was just for you, just purely about the music and not about attaching it to any public radio show?
In one word, scary. Hmm. It's the scariest thing I've ever done in my life, which... You know, I've been talking about it for 30 years and have actually been at the recording of it for the past 5 years since I moved to Asheville, North Carolina. And the idea of, okay, so millions of people hear the theme music and they know me for that. And I get a lot of mail from people saying it's the soundtrack of my life and that kind of thing. But now it's like, okay, I'm rock and roll. It's pop and rock and roll. If you grew up with the Beatles or Billy Joel, Elton John, Steely Dan, that kind of thing. You'll hear those influences in this album, which is not called Natural Public Lederman, by the way, anymore. It's just called B.J. It's a bit of maturing on my part, I think, a bit of stepping away from the connection, you know, in most people's minds about B.J. and NPR, because it's me. It's so varied. I mean, there's so many different kinds of songs on this album because some of them were written more than two decades ago and some of them were written as soon as a year or two ago. But it's a nice roller coaster ride.
Let's talk about the Beatles a little bit. Obviously, the Beatles were a formative influence for a lot of people in the 60s and then subsequent generations. It sounds like it was more than that to you. You really were into the Beatles as a listener and as a musician.
Well, you know, John, it was life changing for me, you know. we had the Beatle haircuts and we'd talk like this when we went to school, you know, ever since we saw them on Ed Sullivan's show. So, you know, from that moment on, and when my father brought home Meet the Beatles from the store that he worked at in Virginia Beach, I collected my mom's pots and pans and pan tops and hung them from my lamp posts in my bedroom. And I had basically, I put together a cardboard box drum set with mom's pot tops for cymbals, and I would play this album and go nuts. And from that moment on, I think that was probably the worst decision my parents ever made, because I was no longer headed for a career in medicine or law. Tell you that.
Well, so you wanted to be a rock star from a young age. You were obsessed with the Beatles. So how does a nice guy like you end up at NPR?
Nice guy like me. That's very kind of you.
A rock star
being in the right place at the right time, with the right, you know, with a batch of chords and a good melody. I was going to American University, taking broadcast journalism from Ed Bliss, who, by the way, wrote the the book, the textbook on broadcast journalism. And if any of you remember, are old enough to remember seeing Walter Cronkite look up at the camera, take his glasses off, and tell the nation that President Kennedy had died, Ed Bliss could be seen off in the far left corner, furiously typing away. He was the grandfather of broadcast journalism. But I wasn't doing too well at school. And I don't remember the question.
Oh, yeah. How'd you end up at NPR with these rock star aspirations? I think we're getting there.
We're getting there. Well, you know, I never really wanted to be a rock star. I just never wanted to be a rock star. But while I was at AU, a close friend of mine, Skip Peasy, who was in the engineering department at NPR, I had given him a cassette tape of my jingles. Yes, I used to write jingles for car companies and dairies and all kinds of stuff. And he gave it to Jim. Hello. Jim Russell, who was the first producer of this yet-to-be-named morning news show. And they really needed something quick, so I had a meeting with Jim, and it was spring break. And I went home and banged this morning edition tune out on my mother's piano and went to my guitar player friend's studio and recorded a four-track demo of it on a reel-to-reel tape recorder, mixed it down to a cassette, gave it back to Skip, he gave it to Jim, and they loved it. And the interesting thing is, Jim Russell left the show before it went on the air to go on to other things like creating Marketplace, and handed it over to the next producer, the first on-air producer, Jay Kernis, who and said, you know, this is Lederman's demo. We like the theme. You know, let's use it. And that's why you're talking to me right there, that handoff.
We're talking to B.J. Lederman. He composed many of the songs you know from a lot of your favorite NPR shows. He has a new album out now of non-NPR theme music. Let's check out some more now. Let's check out a track called Sometimes. Here's a listen.
Sometimes I think of all the times I think about the times I'm thinking about nothing else but you. You know, it seems so very hard to go about my busy day, but I've got nothing else to do.
Your face Sometimes there by B.J. Lederman. And B.J., do you work around the piano? Do you build songs around the piano for the most part?
Yeah, every now and then they pop into my head when I'm not around the piano. And I, you know, will usually pop up a recording app on my iPhone and hum something into it, or I'll get an idea for a lyric or two, and I'll just, you know, write it down in an email to myself. In the old days when I was driving and that happened, I had to actually call my home voicemail machine and sing and hum stuff into that. But mostly, yeah, it's around the piano. I'll sit there. I'll just be noodling around, and something will come up. Usually it starts with a rhythm, a bunch of chords. Not a melody right away. So I'll start. I'm sort of like Ringo of the piano. So it's just your basic chords and bass and a groove, since I'm a drummer. And then I'll start humming or singing to it. And then I'll try to figure out what it's about lyrically.
Yeah, that's something really cool listening to these tracks, is that we get to hear your voice, your singing voice. And we
cool?
don't get to hear those on most of those.
Hear the children, Veronica. I don't know which.
Your voice is great. It makes me feel like NPR could have been using your voice all these years in their theme songs. What is it like to add the singing to these songs?
It's also scary. I mean, I've been singing in these bands all my life, but I've been singing things like, you know, Lady Madonna and Veronica. We actually played that song. Sorry, Rob. I can't sing
you. You don't have
Rob,
a Rob song. Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, it's all right. Or maybe Dr. Robert. I could have sung that.
I got to ask.
It's refreshing. Let me just finish this.
Sure.
It's refreshing to finally be able to find all my different voices. You'll hear hints of Billy Joel in there. You'll definitely hear John Lennon in there. A song about my dog, actually, from Maisie's point of view, called Maisie's Song, is kind of Frank Zappa-like. You know, my name is Maisie, and I'm BJ's dog. It's very cool.
I want to get in at least one more track here. This one's Walking Down the Street.
My head hung low.
the song Walking Down the Street by BJ Lederman from his new album. And BJ, I want to ask you as we start to wrap up here, you know, sometimes when we know a musician for one thing that they do, when they do something new, the fans don't always like it. I'm thinking about, for instance, Bob Dylan going electric. They just want him to do what he did. Do you feel any pressure like that? No, you know, BJ, just write those nice theme songs. Or your fans, do they want to embrace this and hear this new stuff?
Well, I'm sure it's going to be something like that. Some people are going to love it, and some people are going to go, what the hell is this? And I'm sure that those people are going to, next time they hear Morning Edition or Weekend Edition, they're going to think of it a lot differently. But hopefully you'll get to see both sides of me come together as I tour the country and come to public radio stations such as yours and do concerts solo and with my band and with orchestras. I play the theme medley of all my themes with orchestras as I go around.
Cool. We'll
leave it. In any event, you know, BJ is the first stage to the new BJ Lederman, and I hope you enjoy it. It's available now.
We'll leave it there. Thanks to BJ Lederman, composer of a lot of NPR songs. His new album is called BJ.